Logan's admission.
Okay. As long as you know.
That was when Logan stepped back, removed his glasses, and tossed them on the table. Tate tugged his open jeans back up his body, and as Logan ran a hand through his own hair, he let out a breath and muttered,
I know, believe me.
Watching you leave with no plan to return isn't something I want to witness again any time soon. Now, let's shower. Logan followed Tate down the hall toward the bathroom, and for once, he really wanted this to be special. For the first time in his entire adult life, he cared about what happened to the man in front of him. Just as Tate turned to his left and was about to disappear through the door, Logan reached out and took his arm, pulling him back so he was in the dimly lit hall. Logan stepped into him until Tate's back was against the wall and he was against his chest. Cupping Tate's face, Logan pressed his lips to the parted ones in front of him. He was relentless in his quest to hear the answer he craved.
Do you forgive me?
Tate reached down between them and began unbuckling Logan's belt as he denied him once again.
No.
Logan rested his forehead against Tate's as fast fingers unfastened his button and zipper.
Tell me why I should. Give me a reason, Tate suggested.
Because was all Logan could come up with as Tate's hand pushed down into his pants, taking him in his palm.
Because,
Tate repeated back to him.
Yeah, because.
But you told me that because is never a good reason,
Tate reminded him as he let go of Logan's aching skin. He slipped away, making his way into the bathroom. Frustrated with himself for this entire situation, Logan squeezed his eyes shut and counted to 30. He was close to finally being in control of himself when he heard the water turn on in the next room. Oh, hell. He had no chance of winning this game, and he knew it. He would do anything to hear Tate say he was forgiven, even if that meant sitting outside the bathroom while he showered. But hopefully that wouldn't be the case. Making his way into the tiled room, the first thing Logan saw over in the corner was the pair of jeans Tate had been wearing. He then focused on the man who was standing under the spray of water, and he felt his cock weep as he watched him run a soapy sponge all over his tanned body. When Tate then turned toward him, he dropped the sponge and lifted his hands to smooth them back through his hair, and Logan was rendered useless.
How did I ever think that I'd be the one to win this battle of wills? The man is gorgeous and stubborn, and he has the ability to bring me to my knees.
Kicking off his shoes and pushing his pants and boxers down, Logan was happy to see that even though Tate was still mad, his body was responding to him regardless. Tate's erection, both veiny and thick, pointed right at Logan before Tate reached down with a wet hand and stroked it while his eyes stayed on him. Logan made his way to the glass shower door, pulled it open, and stepped inside, facing the soaked man in front of him. As the water sluiced down over Tate's body, making his hair stick to his head, Logan couldn't stop himself from wrapping his own hand around the blushing thick erection Tate was fisting. Stepping forward, Logan met Tate halfway, and the second their mouths collided, every thought Logan may have had about slow and sweet went straight out the door.
God, this is pure heaven.
Tate's mouth was hot and wet as it moved under his, and the noise that rolled out of him was like music to Logan's ears. Raising a hand to Tate's shoulder, Logan pulled his mouth away as he ran his palm down along the smooth, wet skin and ordered, "Turn around and face the wall." Tate blinked at him,
and the water that was caught on his eyelashes sparkled under the bathroom lights as he sucked his bottom lip and slowly moved forward. Then, without question, he turned around. Before Tate was even in place, Logan encroached on that perfectly bronzed back and wedged himself between Tate's rounded ass cheeks, loving the feeling of finally having his cock where he'd been dying to put it. He sank his teeth into Tate's shoulder, sucking up the beads of water as he felt the spray hit his side. Tate bucked into him, and Logan asked again, "Do you forgive me?" as he bent his knees and slid his erection up through the most toned ass cheeks he'd ever seen. Tate's palms flattened against the tile wall as he used it to drive back on him, telling Logan once again, "No." Cursing out his frustration, Logan licked his way up Tate's neck to his ear and threatened, "Don't you fucking move, you hear me?" "Or else?" Tate dared to ask. "Or else, when you want to move, I won't let you." Tate turned his head and looked back at him. "Is this how you ask for forgiveness, by being a bossy, mean, oh?" Tate's words stopped on a groan as Logan dipped his knees again, sliding his rod against him. "No. This is me showing you with my body that you're the most spectacular thing I have ever had against me. I'll beg for forgiveness later. For now, don't move," he instructed. Speechless, Tate nodded as Logan lowered down onto his knees and looked at the perfect ass in front of him. He reached out and cupped Tate's cheeks, pushing them up and together, kneading the firm, wet flesh under his palms as the water hit his side and swirled down around his knees. Tate pushed back into him, and when Logan ran his thumbs down his shadowed cleft, he looked back over his shoulder, and Logan gave him his most devious smile. "You're not surprised, are you?" As Logan kneeled up, sipping the water from one of Tate's rounded cheeks, he dropped a hand down to squeeze his solid erection, and Logan bared his teeth, biting the same spot before he murmured, "I'll take that as a no. In fact, I think you're dying for this." With strong thumbs, Logan spread Tate's flesh apart. "Aren't you, Tate? You want it, and you know I'll give it to you. Let me guess. You want my mouth here." Logan nibbled along the dark crevice of fresh, wet skin. "And you want my tongue here," he told him, and swiped his tongue across the top of his crack. "Or maybe, you want it all just a little bit lower." As he teased the tip of his tongue farther between Tate's cheeks, Tate automatically widened his legs, a gruff sound pulling from his throat. Logan chuckled against him before he sat back on his heels, releasing Tate, as he looked at the picture spread out before him, almost forgetting they were in the shower. "God, from the minute we met, you've been nothing but pure fucking temptation for me." Tate glared back at him over his shoulder, and his eyes were as dark as Logan had ever seen them. "Oh, yeah." Tate was on edge, and he was frustrated that Logan had stopped. As he knelt back up behind Tate, Logan appealed to him once more. "Do you forgive me?" The question now became something of a quest. This time, instead of an immediate denial, Tate's eyebrow rose, and his lips twitched.
"No."
Logan smoothed the palm over Tate's ass and promised, "You will." Tate knew what was coming. Logan had very briefly,
"Holy shit."
Okay, so Logan had never quite done this to him before. He could feel Logan's fingers holding him apart, and unbelievably,
The scratch of Logan's stubble against his ass was incredibly stimulating. Tate reveled in all of those feelings until the warm, wet tip of Logan's tongue grazed his rim. Tate shut his eyes and ordered himself to relax and enjoy the, oh, fucking hell, experience. But every sure flick of that tongue made his cock painfully aware that it wanted to come. Arching his back, Tate shoved away from the cool tiles and onto the hot mouth that was savoring him from behind as he heard and felt a groan vibrate out of Logan. This was probably the most depraved thing he'd ever done in his life. And as Logan's tongue returned time and time again to his sensitive hole, Tate realized he loved every second of it. Moving his legs even further apart, he grunted when a fingertip poked against him, and as the tip slipped inside, Tate started to pump his shaft. Letting his imagination fly, he pictured the way they would look right now if anyone were to walk in on them.
Him standing, facing his shower wall, legs parted, and Logan, raw and uninhibited Logan, down on his knees, holding my ass wide apart while his wicked tongue dips inside of me. Christ.
The mental snapshot Tate had given to himself was unbelievably erotic. The intense stimulation Logan was providing was turning him on so much that when the fingertip turned into a full thick digit, Tate shouted and jammed his hips back onto it. He could feel Logan's tongue swirling around the spot where the finger was wedged, and as it dragged out of his body, it hit his prostate, and Tate saw fucking stars. His hips snapped forward as he started to masturbate, as if this were the last time he would ever hope to come in his life. Tate could feel Logan's mouth against his ass cheek, and his finger working back inside him as he started to glide it in and out, hitting all the right spots. It didn't take longer than probably 3 more thrusts of that finger, and Tate was shouting out Logan's name as he came with such force that he thought he might rip his cock clear from his body. With his erratic breathing subsiding, he became aware of the lips on his ass cheek and the tongue that was drawing circles against his flesh. Releasing his hold of his overly sensitive skin, Tate looked down to Logan, who gave him a wicked grin and bit his ass gently. Dirty, dirty, Tate. Good thing we're in a shower. Tate turned as Logan got to his feet, and he leaned back against the shower wall, noticing that Logan's own erection had subsided. Logan winked at him, and then stepped under the spray, turning back to face him where he remained against the tiles. "Come and get clean, would you?" Logan suggested, and frowned as if just remembering. "Am I forgiven?" Tate stared over at the man looking back at him, and he realized that even though this had turned into some kind of game, he still wanted something more. So, with the effects of the alcohol having somewhat dissipated, Tate stepped forward with his eyes locked on Logan, and he replied, "No." Chapter 29. "So, tell me something," Logan said an hour later as they lay in Tate's bed. They'd ordered and eaten a pepperoni pizza between them, and then Tate had called in to work after some not-too-subtle urging.
"Something," Tate replied into the shadows of the room. "Comedian?" "Not really."
When they'd made their way in here, Tate had closed the blinds, but as they lay naked in the center of the bed, the rays had somehow slipped through and made it seem as though Tate's skin was burnished by the sun. Logan rolled over onto his side and looked down at Tate's face. His left arm was up behind his pillow, and as Logan stared into his eyes,
He knew that this was the moment they'd been building up to. This was what he'd been looking for. The one thing that would make him stop trying. And he was here, lying beside him.
Are you still mad at me?
Logan questioned as he reached out and traced a finger down Tate's ribs. Tate turned his head on the pillow and stared up at him.
No.
Logan narrowed his eyes at him.
But you still aren't forgiven.
Flopping onto his back, Logan started to laugh.
What?
Tate queried, turning over to lean up on his elbow. Logan stared at the serious face that he knew he wanted to see every day.
You really are pig-headed. You never let me get away with anything. That's why you're perfect for me.
As Tate's lips twisted into an ironic smile, Logan frowned.
What? Come on, don't tell me. That's it?
Tate said nothing. He just grinned and laid down onto his back. Quick as a flash, Logan moved over him, placing a palm on either side of Tate's head.
That's it? That's what you've been waiting for?
Lowering his head, Logan pressed his mouth against the corner of Tate's.
What? I haven't told you how much I need you in my life? How much I want you here in it every day?
Logan raised his hand to touch the hair by Tate's face.
How can you not already know?
Tate raised an eyebrow at him, and Logan couldn't help but run his finger over it as he mumbled,
"So damn stubborn."
It's your own fault. You never told me. What am I, a mind reader?
I don't know, but I'm a fool, Logan stated.
Why?
This morning, you accused me of risking nothing. And you're right.
Tate went silent as though knowing if he spoke, Logan would never get out what he wanted to say.
You've changed me, and you don't even realize it. Just being with you, near you, it makes me want to be a better person. You make me want to take a risk.
Tate touched one of his fingertips to his lower lip.
What do you want to risk?
Logan let go of all the emotions he'd held so carefully at arm's length. Finally, with those feelings surrounding and engulfing him, he answered simply,
"Everything."
Tate couldn't believe all that he was feeling as he stared at Logan hovering over him. In the last couple of weeks, Logan had ignited in him things that he'd never thought possible. He'd challenged him to try things Tate had never, ever considered. And as he looked up into Logan's face, he wondered if he was in love with him. He knew that he was close. He could feel himself sliding, falling over that edge into madness. A madness that, for him, had already ended badly once before.
Am I really ready to risk it all again on someone who has never done this before? My family is going to...
Hey, what are you thinking about?
Tate pushed thoughts of family out of his head. Right now and right here was all that was important for the moment. They had plenty of time for the rest of the world.
Later. Nothing important.
That usually means the exact opposite.
Tate lifted both of his hands and ran them through Logan's hair. As he pulled his head down, Tate kissed his lips lightly.
It can wait.
Logan's mouth curved against his own as he lowered his body down on top of his.
Can it?
Yeah. But you know what?
No, what?
Moving his mouth to Logan's ear, Tate kissed the lobe as he told him.
I can't wait anymore.
Logan lifted up over him.
What can't you wait for?
Tate lowered his head back to the pillow and bent his legs, pressing his hips up into Logan as he sighed.
You.
Logan closed his eyes at the pleasure he got from the slow drag of Tate's hips against his own as Tate's voice filtered in past all of his anxiety. Right now, all Logan could focus on was the man underneath him.
"Will you take me?"
As Tate's voice filled the silent room, every muscle in Logan's body tensed at the enormity of the request. Opening his eyes, Tate's serious expression focused on him, and Logan discovered that once again, with this man, he had no words.
"You don't have to if..."
"Oh, I want to," Logan assured him as he moved back to kneel between Tate's bent legs. Tate moved up on his forearms.
But
I want this to be..." He rubbed his chin. "Right for you." Tate smiled at him then, and Logan was reminded of the very first time they had ever met. That moment when he'd turned around to stare across the bar at the most gorgeous man he'd ever seen. And Tate had been wearing that same exact smile.
"Logan?"
Logan shook himself out of his daydream and then refocused.
"Yeah?" "What you just said?"
"Yeah?" Tate reached down his body to palm his hardening length.
"Just made it right."
Logan looked at the hand Tate was slowly stroking over himself.
"Are you sure? I mean, if we do this,
you can't go back. You can't change it. This makes it real." Logan watched as Tate lay back down, pushing his hips up to him in invitation. And when he raised his eyes, Tate's expression answered before his words did.
"It's been real since the moment I realized that I couldn't stop thinking about you."
Logan couldn't help himself from reaching down to his own erection. Steadily, he began to glide his fist up its length.
"And when was that?"
Tate's eyes grew heavy, and his lips parted as he admitted,
"The first night we met."
Logan trailed his gaze down from Tate's face to his tanned throat, and then on to his leanly muscled chest.
"I thought you were fucking gorgeous that night. I was determined to have you." "And now?"
Tate asked, drawing his attention back up to his face. Logan released his shaft and ran a finger down Tate's knee and shin before he looked back at the face staring at him.
"Now? I think you're gorgeous and about to be mine."
Tate's breath caught as Logan's finger continued to draw a simple path from his knee to his ankle and then back up again. It was nothing. It was everything. And it was driving him out of his mind.
"Logan," he finally said, when the touch alone was no longer enough.
"Yes, Tate?" Tate swallowed and then just decided to say it.
"Lube and condoms are in the side table."
"So what?" He'd been preparing for tonight. He'd thought about it several times, and he wasn't ashamed of that at all. And as Logan slowly backed off the bed, Tate forgot about everything except for how impressive he looked naked. The muscles of Logan's thighs bunched as he climbed off the bed, and then walked around to the side table where he opened the drawer and grabbed what he needed. When he turned around to face him full on, Tate thought he'd never seen someone so attractive in all his life. He'd always known that Logan was sexy, there was no question. Everyone looked at him, both men and women. But as he stood before him, naked, aroused, and looking at him like he wanted him more than his next breath, Tate realized he'd never known physical attraction as strong as this until now.
"God, I love looking at you like this,"
he admitted out loud for the first time. Logan's eyelids lowered to half-mast as he sheathed and lubed up his cock. Tate couldn't help but stare at the muscles of Logan's flexing arm as he began to pump his fist. Reaching down between his own legs, Tate matched the rhythm Logan set and watched as he masturbated with him.
"Keep going," Logan instructed, as he walked back around to stand at the end of Tate's bed. Tate tracked him with his eyes, raised his palm, spit in it, and then continued to stroke it over his taut flesh.
"Bend your legs, Tate. Show me everything." Logan's gruff voice filled the room, and Tate didn't hesitate. He raised his feet until they were flat on the bed, and he widened his legs. He knew that Logan had a full view of his balls and ass, not to mention his cock. And the more Tate thought about it, the more turned on he became.
"Show me what you did that first time we spoke on the phone. You do remember that night, don't you? That was the first night you admitted that I made you hard, that you wanted me,
that you watched me." Logan placed a knee on the mattress and then climbed up onto the bed until he was between Tate's legs.
"You told me that night that you were so hard you could go all night."
Almost as though in slow motion, Tate watched as Logan reached forward and wrapped his greased-up fingers around his own. Tate groaned and pushed his erection through their fingers as Logan asked,
"Let's aim for that."
Tate spread his legs even wider and pushed his ass off the bed as his slippery cock slid through their fists.
"I want you as hot, hard, and desperate as you've ever been before. And once you're there, then I'll take you. Okay?"
Tate had to wonder how much more desperate he could get, and then he felt it. A slippery finger slid down over his balls and the tight skin behind until it made its way to the cleft of his ass.
"Okay, Tate?"
Tate stared at Logan, and when he saw the sinful smirk that the other man's mouth had given way to, he knew that he was about to be taken in ways he had never imagined. Chapter 30. Logan kept his eyes on the silent man under him as he bent down between his legs and drew his tongue across Tate's cock. Tate's legs tensed and drew up, and Logan immediately moved his hands to Tate's thighs to hold them apart.
"Hours," he murmured. "One day soon, I'm going to spend hours down here, touching you, kissing you, sucking on you."
He kissed the skin that had drawn up tight to Tate's body.
"Do you like that idea? My mouth down here for hours?" "I think you do."
Logan glanced up Tate's long torso to the scorching eyes above. He should have known the guy would fire back, even when receiving a thorough tongue-lashing.
"I like it better down there, occupied, than giving me hell as it usually does."
Logan chuckled and stroked his fingers up the inside of Tate's tense thighs, running them over the crease of his legs as he continued to taste and suck the heated skin nestled safely between Tate's legs.
"Careful, Tate. I'm already turned on. You know how hot I get when you're mean to me."
Tate managed to buck up against Logan's mouth as he lowered his own hand down to stroke his neglected shaft.
"You're a seriously demented man, Logan," Tate huffed.
Logan swiped the base of his erection with his tongue.
"You love it. Admit it."
Tate craned his head up to look at him, and Logan began drawing circles with his tongue.
"Admit what?"
"You love everything I'm doing to you," he mumbled, and then maneuvered himself up to his knees.
Once he was there, Logan reached out and clasped one of Tate's legs under the knee. Lowering down over him and pressing Tate's thigh to his chest, Logan kissed him as he braced his palm by his shoulder.
You do, don't you? Logan asked again. This time, he dipped his free hand over Tate's balls to run his fingers down the hot strip of flesh between his cheeks. Tate's body tensed, and Logan advised gently, Relax, breathe out, and let me in. We've already done this, and you loved it.
Yes, Tate sighed against his mouth.
Logan pressed his fingertip to the hot little pucker of skin. Yes?
Yes. I love all of it, Tate answered.
Gently, Logan eased his finger into Tate's body as he pressed his lips against Tate's parted ones. He arrogantly confided, Oh, I know. Tate's eyes closed then as Logan pushed his tongue into his mouth. He slid his finger farther inside him, and as he felt Tate's body suck him in, Logan moaned into the mouth moving beneath his own. That's it. Yeah. He started to push and pull his finger in and out of Tate, over and over. I can't wait until this is my cock. Tate shuddered, and Logan knew he was thinking it too. Me inside you, he vowed over Tate's lips as he pressed two fingers against his rim. Stretching you, taking you, fucking you.
Yes, fuck yes,
Tate agreed, jacking himself a little faster. It's gonna be so good that you'll be thinking about my cock even when I'm nowhere in sight. Logan could feel his erection responding to his words as he oh so slowly eased two of his fingers forward into Tate's body. Logan could feel him take in a breath and push it out as he worked his index and middle finger inside.
Oh God, that's...
Tate seemed stuck for words. But it didn't seem to matter because Logan chose that moment to twist his hand and rub his fingers directly across Tate's prostate. That well-practiced move had Tate's hips jamming up sharply into the air and his hand squeezing his cock hard. Again, Logan pushed his fingers inside, stretching Tate and trying to get him ready for what was about to happen to him. Tate looked magnificent, lying beneath him. He had one leg bent back against his chest, where Logan held it in place, and the other angled at the knee against the mattress. His busy hands were frantically working his rigid flesh, and as he stared up at Logan with absolute trust in his eyes, Logan asked, You okay? When Tate nervously licked his lips and nodded, Logan lowered himself and followed the same path, tracing Tate's mouth with his tongue, before he cursed out at his lack of control. Tunneling his fingers back into the hot, snug home where his cock wanted to take up residence, he admitted, I want in here so bad, Tate. I have wanted it since we first met. Logan pulled his fingers free, and Tate's breathing came hard as his lips parted. And he told him,
Then take me.
He was ready.
Fuck.
He was beyond ready as Logan's fingers worked inside him.
It wasn't the most comfortable feeling, Tate thought as Logan pulled his thick fingers out of him.
But every time he'd done it, his fingertips had knocked against that spot where the pleasure was off the fucking chart. So, yes, he wanted to feel the pressure and fullness that Logan's cock would give to him when it pressed inside him. You ready? Logan asked, as he stared down with what looked like an angry expression. But Tate knew better. He knew it was restrained lust, not anger, that was making Logan look like he wanted to kill. Logan wanted him so badly that it was physically hurting him to wait. Tate nodded, and he expected Logan to remove his hand and push into him. What he hadn't expected was for Logan to shift out from between his legs. As he lay down on his back beside him, Tate turned his head and looked at him with a frown.
I don't understand.
With one hand, Logan palmed his cock. The best way for you is going to be like this. Tate's ass pulsed and burned slightly from the fingers that had been moving inside him, and as he looked at how Logan was casually lying on his back, he asked, confused.
What do you...
Straddle me, Tate.
What?
Tate questioned, feeling his brow rise. Knee on either side of me. You know what straddle means, right?
Fuck you,
he heard himself mumble as he moved closer to Logan. You can, if you prefer. Tate glowered at him, not really annoyed at Logan, but irritated by his own sudden apprehension. He'd been ready to lie down under Logan or be on hands and knees. But this was not what he'd expected. They had never done this before. This way, you'll be in control. You can go as slow or as fast as you like. Trust me.
Well, that makes sense,
Tate thought. But as he came to a stop beside Logan and looked down at the hand fisting the covered, large cock, Tate couldn't believe that this was the first time he'd wondered how that was going to... It'll work, Logan assured, seeming to read his mind. Trust me. Stop thinking. Come down here and kiss me. Tate moved down and kissed his mouth, and Logan's hands grabbed his arms and pulled him close. As he fell down with a soft huff, Logan's hands slipped around to his back and slid down his spine to his ass. Tate moaned as Logan's tongue pushed between his lips, and when strong fingers gripped the backs of his thighs and urged them apart, Tate spread his legs to either side of Logan. As Tate bit at the full lip he loved and placed his hands by Logan's head, he kissed him passionately and began to grind his shaft against the one under him. He could feel Logan's hand slide up the sides of his thighs to his waist and across his ass as he continued kissing and rocking against him from underneath. As a rumble left Logan and moved through him, Tate knew what he wanted. He wanted to give this man everything. Lifting his head, Tate looked down into the dark, blue eyes peering back at him and placed his palms on Logan's chest as he slowly sat up, straddling Logan's stomach. His cock sprung up in front of him, and Logan's hands came around to rest on his thighs as Tate reached down and began stroking it and sighing from the sheer pleasure.
Oh, Jesus, Tate, you look amazing, Logan told him as his eyes wandered over his body.
As Tate kneeled over the man, he felt fucking amazing. He noticed Logan look over to the side of the bed and reach out to grab the bottle he'd left there. Opening it quickly, Logan lifted it to Tate and poured some into his palm before he recapped it and threw it to the side. He then began to massage his hands over Tate's thighs. Okay, whenever you're ready, just reach back, oil me up, and take your time. Logan paused as he placed his hands behind his head, trying to convey a sense of calm. There's no rush, and if you want to stop, you stop. Tate appreciated that, as his nerves made his heart pound erratically in his chest. Reaching behind himself, he found Logan's erection. Curling his fingers around it, he ran his slippery palm over the sheathed rod and felt his whole body shift as Logan pushed up from underneath him. Tate looked down at the powerful man under him and released him as he then began preparing his own body. As he started to run his wet fingers over his hole, he licked his lips nervously and grabbed his eager erection dripping with its excitement. Excitement from the unknown. Logan's eyes looked heavy but the relaxed pose didn't fool Tate for one second. The arms Logan had placed behind his head looked tense, and the muscles were bulging as Tate slowly rose up on his knees.
"Logan?" Tate whispered hesitantly.
"Yeah?" Tate focused on the serious face staring back at him.
"Can you help me?"
A soft expression loosened Logan's tense features as he lowered his hands and smoothed them up Tate's thighs.
"Of course."
Tate gripped Logan's cock and pushed it toward his body until he felt the tip nudging between his cheeks. That was when Logan's palms smoothed around his hips and his fingers gently spread him apart. At first, Tate began to tease himself, moving back and forward over it, feeling the way the wide round head parted his ass as it massaged his hole. He heard a hiss of air and looked down at Logan, who had squeezed his eyes shut, as though the pleasure was too much to bear, and that made Tate brave. Remembering what Logan had told him, he took in a breath, and then he slowly released it as he lowered his body down over the waiting hard cock. The first sensation was the immediate pressure of something so thick trying to penetrate him. But from this angle, it was much easier to control how much he could take at a time. Gritting his teeth and placing his palms on Logan's chest, Tate stared at the face that was pulled taut as he continued to slide down on him. The second Logan pushed past that initial tight ring of muscle, Tate was hit with a sting and burn.
Fuck.
The pressure in his ass was unlike anything he'd ever felt. Just as his cock was beginning to soften, and he was about to remove himself, one of Logan's hands wrapped around him and started to stroke his erection.
Breathe, Tate. You feel and look so damn good. Jesus Christ. Breathe.
Tate focused on Logan's face, which, even when twisted and distorted with his own pain and pleasure, was still sexy as hell. He kept one hand on Tate's hip and continued to stroke him with his other.
"Your ass feels un-fucking real. So hot and so fucking tight."
Logan's words were both dirty and provocative, and as they made their way to him, Tate found that they distracted him from the burn inside him as he continued to lower himself, feeling Logan stretch him wider and wider as he sank in even deeper. Logan snarled like a caged animal under him as his hand clasped Tate's thigh. Tate squeezed his eyes shut, trying to get used to the feeling, trying to get used to being filled. But it was so foreign and it felt so different that he didn't think it would ever feel right.
"You're so fucking big," he heard himself say out loud.
Logan gave a strained laugh. Words no man minds hearing ever. Tate didn't have any smart-ass comebacks this time, as he finally seated himself fully, and Logan's flesh pulsated inside him. Tate remained as still as possible, trying to let his body become used to the invasion. As Tate stared down at Logan, he gave him one of his slow, sensual smiles, and Tate felt his cock become roused. He couldn't help the swift thrust he gave, trying to push himself into something. And just that quickly, Logan curled a fist around him. The minute Tate had moved, the shaft inside him shifted, and the pleasure he got from it surprised him. It surprised him so much that he did it again, this time causing a curse to rip from Logan. With his hands on Logan's chest, Tate slowly raised himself up on his knees, allowing Logan's erection to slide a little ways from his body. Then he reseated himself, and this time That wide, rigid shaft hit the right spot, and Tate's eyes rolled to the back of his fucking head. Breathing hard, he did it again, a little faster. He raised himself up and then came back down, his body sucking Logan inside. Oh, fuck, Tate. Fuck, Logan shouted as he arched his head back against the pillow. His neck strained against his pleasure, exposing all his veins. So good. Loving the sound of that, Tate began to rock his hips over the cock inside him. The burn had now been replaced with a satisfying ache, and Logan was right about how good it felt. As Logan half sat up, causing all of his stomach muscles to ripple, Tate's erection lurched at the sight, and he bent down to take Logan's mouth. Forcing his tongue between his lips, Tate began to writhe on top of him as Logan lay back down, bringing Tate with him. Again, Logan requested, but it sounded more like a demand. Tate shifted forward to chase Logan's mouth, and the erection inside him slipped free. How does it feel, having me inside you? Logan asked by his ear. Tate slid back and once again took Logan all the way inside him. There are no words, Tate confided. Then he felt the hands on his ass clench as Logan shifted and bent his legs up so his feet were on the mattress. Good, because I need to move inside you the way I've been dying to. And that was all the warning Tate got. Logan's control was at an end. With his cock inside Tate as he rubbed a wet trail of cum all over Logan's body, he was surprised he hadn't already lost his cool. As soon as Tate had sunk down on top of him, Logan had started to count backward from 100. The agonizing pleasure of seeing Tate's body taken was too much. When Tate had straddled him and his chest had been heaving with each anxious breath, Logan had worried at first that Tate had changed his mind. But after some gentle coaxing and a few quick thrusts to the right spot, that gorgeous man had begun to move, and Logan's patience ended. As Tate lay down over him, Logan could feel his body clenching around him. Palming his ass cheeks, Logan spread him open as he raised his feet to plant them on the mattress. When Tate placed his hands on either side of his head, Logan leaned up and bit his bottom lip as he pushed off the bed and drove up into him. He wasn't exactly sure what Tate was feeling at that moment, but when their eyes met and Tate dropped his head, whispering, "Again," Logan just about lost it. Propelling his hips upward, Logan pulled Tate down, penetrating him deep and hard. Tate's neck arched back, and then he surprised the shit out of Logan by sitting up and taking him as far inside his body as possible. With a loud curse, Tate leaned back and placed a palm on the mattress between Logan's legs, stretching his entire body out for him to look at. With frenzied eyes, Logan tried to take in everything, and there was no way he could not grab onto that stiff cock. Reaching out to stroke Tate's erection, the visual Logan had was something from his dirtiest fuck fantasies, and he couldn't help but pound his hips up into Tate, hard. The sounds and words coming from Tate's mouth were low, gravelly, and filthier than a fucking sailor as he continued to roll his hips. Apparently, he'd found the exact right angle to continue hitting the spot he needed to drive himself crazy.
Oh, yeah. Right there, Logan. Fuck. Oh, fuck.
And that was all it took. Like a goddamn fountain, Tate's cock erupted, and white, ropey jets of his cum spurred out over Logan's hand and stomach. As he gritted his teeth, holding off on his own climax, Tate rode out his, and what a fucking sight it was. Logan had known that once he had Tate, he'd never want to stop, and he'd been dead on with that prediction. Knowing Tate's shaft would be sensitive, Logan reluctantly let go of him and lay there, his own breathing coming hard as he waited for Tate's next move. Tate shifted and heard Logan let out a quiet grunt, and he was surprised to feel that he was still hard. Tate's orgasm had been fucking spectacular, and he was shocked to discover that being taken by Logan was just as addictive as taking Logan. Staring down at the aroused and agitated man beneath him, Tate asked, unsure,
"No, what?"
Logan bit his top lip as though in pain. "Slide off, slowly." Tate did as instructed, and the minute Logan slipped free from his body, he was almost overwhelmed by the sense of loss he felt. He didn't have long to think it over, though, because Logan moved quicker than Tate thought possible. He sprung up off the bed and rolled them over until Tate was lying face down on the mattress, and Logan was situated against him from head to toe. Tate moaned as Logan bit his shoulder and held him down.
"God damn it, Tate. Damn you."
Tate shoved back, and when he felt Logan's bare cock against his ass cheeks, he knew he'd removed the condom. "Your ass, clinging to me as I slid out and then pushed back in," he replayed seductively as Tate felt a hand push his hair aside, and lips began sucking the skin of his neck.
"Nothing has ever felt that good,
and no one has looked as fucking mouth-watering as you riding me like you were made for it." Tate bit down on the pillow as Logan's hips continued to move over his ass, and he promised,
"Next time, I'm going to have you just like this, face down, ass up. But for now, I'm going to give your poor little hole a break. Just lay there and let me look at what's finally mine and no one else's."
Tate felt Logan's body weight move back off him, and he remained where he was told with his legs spread out behind him as he heard the bottle open up once again. Closing his eyes, Tate imagined what he would see if he turned around. Logan kneeling between his legs, the wet slide he could hear of his fist moving frantically, when a large hand came down and began to smooth over his ass, Tate couldn't help but move into it. Logan cursed behind him, and Tate could feel a fingertip probing his well-used body. It actually felt good, so he widened his legs, and as soon as it slipped inside him, he heard a harsh shout followed by his name, and then he felt hot, sticky liquid hit his spine and lower back as Logan came all over him. Tate closed his eyes as Logan's tongue licked over the skin of his back, and his hands smoothed up over him before he lay down, joining their bodies chest to back. Logan hummed in his ear. "You don't taste like a cherry anymore." Tate turned his head on the pillow.
"A cherry? I don't..."
"Yep," Logan interrupted, kissing his cheek. "I popped it, sucked on the seed, then licked it all up and made it mine." Tate heard Logan's chuckle in his ear, and he had a feeling he was doing it to get a rise out of him.
"So, what does that make you, my little cum licker?"
Logan's mouth froze where it was, and as a loud, booming laugh left him and filled the sex-filled space, he rolled off Tate.
"Oh my God, that was good. I have to give you that one."
Tate stayed where he was, but smiled as he closed his eyes.
"Good. Now, leave me alone. Since you've had me, you finally owe me some sleep."
"Aw, have I been keeping you up at night?
Tate cracked one eye open.
Logan?
He was about to tell him to shut up. But that was when the sound of his cell phone pealed through the room. Tate knew that ringtone immediately. That was his mother. Or his father, which would be worse. He didn't move as he lay there, intent on the man lying beside him.
You need to get that? Logan asked, his expression now serious instead of the relaxed humor from seconds before.
They both knew that whoever was on the other end of that phone was going to change things. So, instead of reaching for it, Tate scooted closer to his lover, laid his head on the same pillow, and told him,
I'll call them back.
And then? Logan asked, his body relaxed but his eyes betraying his easy calm.
And then? Everything is going to change.
Logan swallowed visibly and asked the question that Tate knew must have just about killed him. Are you really ready for what's about to happen here, with your parents?
Tate raised his palm to stroke Logan's jaw. As he leaned in and pressed their mouths together, he decided that now was the time. This was the moment where he asked again and hoped for a different outcome. It would either be the bravest thing he'd ever done or the most stupid. He looked directly into Logan's eyes and told him,
I always was. What about you? Are you ready now to try?
And patiently, Tate waited for the answer.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Try, an erotic series, written by Ella Frank, narrated by Shannon Gunn. Producer, Mike Charzik. Copyright 2013, Ella Frank. Production copyright 2014 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.